thank you for joining us here today. Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts.
This case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years to try to come up with this case. They're just wrong on the law.
The only crime that Donald Trump is being prosecuted for is the crime of running for president.
Political persecution at the highest level.
They've quite frankly given up on trying to beat him at the polls. Either going to steal it or stop it by law firm.
A Democrat prosecutor elected on a Get Trump platform.
What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party. And it is a war on a republic.
This case is the weakest case I've seen in 60 years of teaching, practicing, and writing about criminal law.
And I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump.
This judge, I mean, you don't need a prosecutor if you have a judge like this. This judge is not on the level.
It's a terrible case, but the judge has been pretty much a rubber stamp on everything that Bragg has wanted to do.
They're perverting the system of justice. You know, that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
This is the Democrats' entire strategy, to confine President Trump to a dirty criminal courtroom and keep him off the campaign trail where he can bring his winning message to voters across this country.
New York has become a legal banana republic. They are so determined to get Donald Trump.
Look, convicting Donald Trump, that's all they have.
I think they have no cards. And they're depending upon Trump getting convicted.
That Trump train doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
The only verdict that matters is the verdict at the ballot box.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday, May 30th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning into Loud Majority Live. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. We're going to go over all the details in a minute, but first, I want to go to our friend Mark Naughton, live on scene at the Trump Courthouse. Mark, how is it going, brother?
It's going very well. It's just another day in the Trump trial, of course. This is different because we're waiting for the verdict. It's in the jury's hands.
We are on verdict watch day two. You're going to be down there covering a lot of the on-the-ground stuff down there. We can see some pro-Trump people behind you. You said there were some anti-Trump people. Are there more people today down at the courthouse than there were yesterday?
By numbers, no. Actually, the number is smaller. Just some interesting facts. On the anti-Trump side, there's now sort of spin-off people looking for attention. There's the largest of the three potential groups is from here, it looks like an animal rights organization about horses in New York City. So you see that a lot. But no, numbers are slightly down. But we're starting to see some interesting repeat people. And, of course, I ducked her the maid in the milk yesterday. She flashed Donald Trump's convoy, but that was actually after she had allegedly assaulted an anti-Trump protester. Minor assault. She did get a harassment charge filed.
So someone flashed Donald Trump down there. I'm sure that made the 8 hours in court slightly better. But you said you wanted to bring on a couple of people down there, a few friends of ours. Are they? Is Rich around? Because we hear this all the time. That it's all just straight white men that want to get involved. However, there's a pretty prominent pro-Trump supporter down there. You want to bring him in?
Yes. Let me check with John.
Yes. Yes. John is still here.
Okay. This is John face for Trump, and he is a very well-known activist on behalf of President Trump in Manhattan. He's been here. I've met him during the indictment phase. John, what's going on today?
Well, hopefully they will return a verdict of innocent today or otherwise a hung jury, because this man committed no offenses, committed no crimes. This is a political persecution. It is a judicial lynching, and the man is perfectly innocent and should be exonerated. And it's a disgrace that we're wasting our tax dollars on this bullshit when these crazy criminals are running around the city murdering, raping, stealing, and they're let go 2 hours later after being arrested because of Kathy Hochul's bail reform bill. They're allowed to run wild around this city, harassing people, stealing from people, murdering people, raping people. while this man is being persecuted. It's insanity, just insanity. I can't understand how they can release criminals in this city, but this poor man who wants to save America is on trial and being subjected to this abuse. It's outrageous.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mark, it's so great to tell him it's great to finally meet him. You know, we are obviously Twitter friends. But
this is Kevin Smith and Owen Bay TV.
Hi, Kevin.
And he said, it's so nice to meet you after following you.
Pleasure meeting you as well. It's an honor. It's an
absolute
honor.
So, Mark,
how are you doing out there?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Things are going well. But
it's a beautiful day here in New York City, and it's going to be a beautiful verdict. This man is going to be found innocent. One of the jurors asked to review some of the testimony. So that insinuates to me that there's doubt in his mind that this man has committed any criminal offenses. And I really believe that this corrupt judge and these corrupt prosecutors will lose this case. And I think he'll be exonerated and absolved of all crimes. And there
Absolutely.
Are no crimes. He got together with a prostitute, for God's sakes. There's no criminal offense there. I mean, I enjoy sex too. So, you know, what the man does in his private time is his own business. It's none of our business. I just want him to protect my rights, have my back as a gay person. And I want him to save America because it's going down the toilet. China owns Biden. That's a fact.
Absolutely. And
Mark. All this money going to the Ukraine, the $61 billion, you know it went into the Biden crime family's pocket.
Let me check one second. Okay, you have a question.
Yeah, no, and you know, we hear about this all the time that it's just straight white men out there that Donald Trump is not building this broad coalition. But you've got a huge Twitter personality here, Gays for Trump, that I've been seeing more and more of minority groups, gays, blacks, Hispanics, coming to the support of Donald Trump. I know you have another gentleman there who's a former Democrat. He's going to be coming on in a minute. But is he seeing any sort of rise amongst the LGB community in terms of the support for Trump?
John, he said, you know, it's always a talk about how Trump is racist and he doesn't like gays and anything. You know, it's super extreme.
Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Right. That's propaganda from the mainstream media. And who owns CNN? The Democratic Marxist Party. What a shocker.
Seen a rise in gays?
Yes. In my community, I'll tell you something. In 2016, when I went into a gay club in the village, I was escorted out for wearing a Trump shirt. They said it was offensive to the patrons. At the last gay pride parade, I had people embracing me and hugging me and saying, you support Trump? You know what? I support him too. We're going down the toilet. We're going down the toilet. We're losing our country. So it has flipped. And I think you're going to be very surprised in November how many gays pull the lever for Trump. I think it's going to be a real shocker.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Pleasure meeting you. What a pleasure.
It was great meeting you too. Once again, we are down live at the courthouse with our friend Mark Norton, reporting live from the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Mark, you also said, obviously, you can hear people yelling in the background. You said that you ran into a former Democrat who is also going to be supporting the president down there. Is he around at the moment?
Yeah. Let me check with the gentleman.
Absolutely.
Okay, sir.
Reuben Gorgas.
Mark, just back up a little bit. No. To your right. There we go. Perfect.
Reuben Gorgas. Reuben, so if you're in a situation, you just spoke briefly, and I told you what is your story? We're a Democrat now.
I was a district leader, elected official. From the Cincinnati Assembly District, I hope if I had And because of all that I have seen, they have been inflicted on my peace. They have made me feel that I didn't belong no longer in that party. They are attacking the freedom of America, the freedom of speech, and defending Donald Trump, who is, to me, the most courageous man on the planet. Donald Trump, the liberal, has viciously attacked, maliciously, capricious, attacked Donald Trump, intending clearly to cause a heart attack to Donald Trump. But he has stood up, and that's why clearly Donald Trump is the most courageous man. He will restore the I will vote for Trump no matter what, because part of this matter today is most of it is set up. I tell what it is. So the reason, the charges that I bring, today, in any other court, in any other court of law in the world, there will be no merit to that charges. And he will be no guilty at all. Oh, those charges.
That is sitting on the ground here outside the courthouse. It's not earnest. They're less than yesterday, and we've seen these numbers higher. What are your needs, sir? We'll see here socially outside.
Will be no guilt. That's definitely they are people with different concerns. The reality is the case is frivolous. And Trump will prevail. No guilty. Even if they will find him, whichever way, I would support Donald Trump. Because he will defend Donald Trump, he will find his American values, and he will be defending the freedom of speech. That's why I'm here for Donald Trump.
Thank you so much for joining the good side, Mark, and welcome to the Republican Party.
Okay, Kevin Smith, LFA TV said, welcome to the party, and... Thank you.
Pleasure and honor.
Okay.
Once again, guys, we are on the ground with Mark Norton outside of the courthouse. You know, it's so interesting. We're going to play a clip of Carolyn Leavitt in just a minute about how Donald Trump is building the most diverse coalition in political history. And just outside of the courthouse there, you have a gay man and a guy who clearly doesn't speak English as his first language coming over to the Republican Party. And we welcome them. We say this is the way towards prosperity. And Democrats are beginning to lose that sort of racist, xenophobic, homophobic slur that they've been able to throw at Republicans for so long.
And how lonely? You got to go to the president. Gotcha. Okay, Kevin, we're the tripod police are out. They issued me a warning.
All righty. Well, look, I do not want to get you in trouble down there. Mark Norton, thank you so much for reporting live from the courthouse. Everybody, if you look at the very bottom, Mark Norton, social media on Twitter. Guys, give him a follow for all the updates going on outside of the courthouse. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Let me go before I get a press warrant.
I'll see you later. Later, buddy. We'll be right back.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD, that's MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. Once again, I want to give a big thanks to Mark Norton outside of the courthouse right now in Lower Manhattan as the jury deliberates for day two. They came back yesterday with several questions about what their instructions were supposed to be. Obviously, Judge Marchand did not make that clear the first time, which should not come as a shock to anyone, considering that no one seems to know what the hell is going on. I mean, I think that you, I think that I are a pretty fair, pretty good news consumer, and it seems as though this judge, making things up by the seat of his pants, 500 years of English common law be damned. He decided to change it because it was a Wednesday. We used to be the envy of the world, people. We used to be the envy of the world when it came to our legal system. That is all gone at the moment. All gone at the moment because one judge in particular wants to change things up. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. We're going to keep going over the court stuff in just a minute. Before we do, I want to make sure I say hello to everybody. How is everybody doing today? Make sure you're hitting that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. We got 1,200 people watching right now. Let's get those numbers up bigly. Let's get them up bigly. Tickles, how you doing? R-Star, hello. Gina Marie, what's happening? Caps, how's it going? Masshole Patriot, hello, hello. Amy Loves Joe, hello, hello. 1 hour of instructions, absolutely. Natalie, we're not even going to talk about the Mets. We're not even going to talk about the Mets. We're not going to do that. Hello, Aaron, how are you? Also, guys, make sure you guys stay tuned. Towards the end of the show, going to be making a big announcement for all my Long Island people. You're not going to want to miss that. Big announcement coming for all my Long Island people. Stick around. Giddy up. ZBM, how are you? Nukes, what are we doing? Susie Q, hello, hello. Wendy, hello, hello, what's going on? Donna, hello. Doing good, yeah, none of that. We'll be doing none of that. American 435, hello from Michigan. Hello from the soon-to-be red state of Michigan. We're going to be talking about all... We're going to be talking about all the new polling coming out because things are getting to look worse and worse for Joe Biden in some particularly bad places, in some particularly bad places for him. Let's jump right in because I do want to get to all the news coming out of the courthouse. Ooh, big numbers today. Big number, big number, big number, big number. I'm liking it. So, the New York jury continues to deliberate for the second day in this unprecedented case. No one seems to know what the crime is. As well, I mean... The jury has been sent back, and they are not sure what they need to find President Trump guilty of. The New York jury continues to deliberate for a second day on Thursday in the historic and unprecedented criminal trial of former President Trump. Judge Marchand delivered jury instructions to consider charges brought against the former president and presumed Republican candidate. DA Alvin Bragg charged him with 34 counts. We know that. During deliberations on Wednesday, the jury sent back two notes, including a request to hear the instructions again about how to consider the evidence. The jury also asked to hear testimony again from David Pecker and ex-attorney Michael Cohen. Marchand said the court was still looking to locate the requested testimony. Marchand estimated it would take about 30 minutes to read back. Of course, they did not want to give them the testimony right in front of them. Instead, they made them listen to it back like a child. Lawyers agree on transcript portions of three requests, but debate over one. They concur that Pecker's testimony about a phone conversation with Trump, his decision regarding McDougal's life rights, and Cohen's Trump Tower meeting account. However, they dispute the exact lines for Pecker's testimony about the meeting. By day's end, a few lines remained in contention while the judge decided to review them overnight. Once again, I want to make it very clear. We do not know how long this jury is going to be out for. Some sources I talked to in the legal field believe that based on the amount of questioning, based on the questions that have been asked, based on what the jury came back with, the people I know who are some of the brightest legal, who are some of the best legal minds, not only in New York, but in the country, the best legal minds in the country seem to believe, both on the bench and as practicing lawyers, seem to think that these questions mean the jury, the majority of the jury, is leaning towards not guilty. And these requests came from the jurors who are on the side of guilty. This thing looks like it could be swaying in the president's favor. Numerous lawyers have discussed that over the course of Twitter spaces over the last several days. Also ones in my personal life that I've spoken to seem to think that these things are all lining up in the president's favor. All of them seem to be lining up in the president's favor. So we will wait and see. We will wait and see. Once again, Mark Norton was down at the courthouse interviewing some people down there, some Trump supporters, a good diverse group of people. For whatever that's worth, you guys know I don't like to, I don't think the diverse thing is all that necessary. However, it does destroy the narrative that we're just a bunch of straight white men. And we're seeing these numbers unfold all over the country. And in just a minute, we're going to be talking about one place that President Joe Biden could be losing that would be devastating, devastating for the Biden administration. Before we get to that, here's Carolyn Leavitt talking about the amount, the different numbers of people that President Trump continues to bring in. Because if one thing was proven by that Bronx rally, and I mean, look, all the people that want to say that those people weren't from the Bronx and they were all transplants and it was all white people, for all the people that want to say that, they weren't there. I was standing in the crowd. And let me explain something to you. When one of the guys from the New York City Young Republican Club got up there and spoke to the crowd in Spanish, they absolutely erupted. Donald Trump continues to bring together people who have, for quite some time, not traditionally been Trump supporters. Here's Carolyn Leavitt.
Politico reporting that Democrats are in full-blown freakout mode over Biden's bad polling numbers, Caroline.
Well, they should be in full-blown freakout mode because Joe Biden went to his home state of Pennsylvania yesterday and couldn't even fill up half of an elementary school gymnasium. He has no support, and it's because his message is Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. It is not the issues that matter to the American voter. He didn't talk about how he's going to actually bring down inflation and the cost of living for black voters and for all Americans. President Trump went to the Bronx, a deep blue city, a deep blue borough in this city just a few weeks ago, he had a crowd of more than 25,000 people. He is building the most diverse and broad political movement this country has ever seen, and it's because he's offering solutions to the issues.
He's offering solutions to the issues. And that is the one thing that the Biden administration has yet to do. Right now, all Joe Biden is doing is running as, I'm not Donald Trump. And I'm sorry, that's just not going to win you an election when there are problems. If all things were going well in the country, perhaps that sort of strategy could work. But it's not going to work this time because right now people want to know what someone is going to do to make their lives better. And Donald Trump is talking about those tangible sorts of things. He's talking about stopping the flow of illegal immigration into the country, giving more power to low-wage workers. Because when you stop illegal immigrants from coming into the country, you give power to some, to particularly the lowest level of income earners in the country. Talking about stopping crime, we're going to talk about a very sad murder that took place over the course of the last week. We're going to be talking about that at the end of the show because, you know, a lot of times politics, people don't get involved. They don't get invested. They don't get, they don't get in the game until it affects them. And a very tragic death of a young actor and a response from his upset girlfriend. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But one more group that Joe Biden continues to lose support amongst is young people. And why? Is it the campus protests? Is it Gaza, Israel? Is it the fact that young people don't see the American dream on their horizon? Is it the fact that they're drowning in student loan debts based on educations that will never provide them opportunity? Here was some dangerous polling numbers for the president.
Take a look here. Age 18 to 24. Biden won this group by 32 points last cycle over Donald Trump. Look at where the polling is now. Joe Biden still leads, but just by 7 points. That is a drop, John. Let's see if I can do this math. I believe it is a drop of 25 percentage points. And compare that to the rest of the electorate, where we're looking at a fairly similar race to where we were 4 years ago, where Joe Biden won those voters by 2 points last time around. Now Donald Trump leads by two, so that's a movement of 4 points, but 4 points, I don't need to tell you, John, is significantly less than movement of 25 points among those voters under the age of 25.
Worth it.
That was, that's a wild stat. That's a wild number. That Joe Biden may only be dealing in the single digits, may only be polling in the single digits among young people. If that number is able to hold, Joe Biden is in serious trouble. I mean, I said it earlier in a Twitter space, and I'm going to hold myself to it. If Donald Trump is acquitted of these charges, we're looking at 40 states. We're looking at a popular vote landslide for Donald Trump. People are going to be coming out. Even look, I'm not saying he's going to win New York. I'm not saying he's going to win California or Washington or Oregon or Massachusetts. However, there are many states out there, which we've gone over numerous times ad nauseum, that have Republican representation throughout the state. New Hampshire, Maine, just being a couple of them. The governor in one particular state, which we're going to get to in 1 second, because if this number holds true, bad news bears for President Joe Biden. Before we get to that, guys, I want to talk to you about my friends over at AmmoSquared.com, guys. AmmoSquared.com is a pro-America, pro-2A, and pro-personal freedom company founded in 2015 by Dan and Danielle Morton. Guys, AmmoSquared.com/LFA helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time and is stored for free while it builds up and is shipped whenever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared has over 30,000 loyal customers all over the country. And it is a very budget-friendly way to stock up on ammunition. It is totally customizable, guys. Just set it and forget it. You can buy as little as you want every month or as much as you want every month. Just pick your caliber, set your budget, and set your shipping trigger. And your ammo begins to build up over time and is delivered automatically whenever you want it, like an ammo 401k or an ammo savings account. Guys, AmmoSquared.com/LFA is your home to stay stocked up on ammunition, because you guys remember 2015 and 2020 when store shelves went empty and ammunition was hard to find. Ammo Squared customers had no problem getting it. They just went on AmmoSquared.com, bing, 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 and they had their ammo shipped to them automatically. Guys, go to AmmoSquared.com/LFA. That's AmmoSquared.com/LFA. And let them know the LFA crowd sent you, baby. Guys, go to AmmoSquared.com/LFA. Oh, yeah. How's everybody doing today? Let's get this live chat up onto the screen. 1,250 people watching. Hit that thumbs up button to share the video out all over the place. Let's pop this bad boy up there. What's up, Dina? How's everybody doing today? Everyone is on verdict watch day two. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know how people did this. I didn't pay attention to cases in the past. O.J. Simpson, I wasn't old enough for. I don't know how the not knowing is killing me. The not knowing what is going on in that jury room is absolutely killing me. And we've got to figure it out soon. Let's see what happens. Pops McGroin, how are you? Angry Hot Dog, hello, hello. Nukes, Tommy Girl, what's happening? Once again, guys, make sure you keep it locked in here. Towards the end of the show today, we've got our big announcement. Some of you know. Some of you may think you know. Some of you may have gotten a notification on Facebook. If you did, hold off, baby. We're going to be making our big announcement probably in like 10, 15 minutes. Hello, hello. Smash that like button. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Let's get to 350 by the end of the day. One more thing before we get into this new polling data that I want to go over about the court case. I don't have any data to back this up, so I'm not going to pretend I do. But it seems as though the general consensus amongst people who know how courtrooms operate and who know how juries operate all seem to be saying that the longer the jury holds out, the better it is for Donald Trump. So as much as I would love to get a verdict soon, I would rather them stay back, because what that tells me, and what it's told a lot of other people, is that the longer they hold out for, That means that there are people in that jury room that are saying, we're not doing this. We are not doing this. We're not convicting this guy. So we could sit here as long as you want. We could sit here a day. We could sit here a week. We could sit here till Christmas. I got no problem with that. They're just not going to do it. So it seems as though the longer this goes on for, and look, let's be honest, we're going to cover this gavel to gavel as we have from the beginning. But the longer this goes on for, the better it is for the president, I think. And moreover, the longer this goes on, the more of a farce it seems to be. If people thought that Donald Trump was guilty, if it was so clear, so cut, so obvious that Donald Trump was guilty, they would have just come back in a couple of hours, bingo, bango. But it seems to me that there are some serious disagreements going on in that jury room. But let's move on, because there is other stuff that I do want to make sure that I get to. This new poll coming out of the state of Virginia is devastating, absolutely devastating for Joe Biden, which shows him running dead even. Shows him running dead even with President Trump. This is a wild poll, because if this happens, it opens up the whole ball game, baby. A new poll from the Roanoke College finds Donald Trump is tied with Joe Biden in Virginia. This is the real reason that Democrats and the media are so desperate to put President Trump in jail. He's outperforming recent Republican candidates in places where Democrats believe to have a lock on the population in voting blue forever. The truth is that although Virginia has not voted for a Republican, has not voted Republican in a presidential race since 2004, and prior to that, the state voted red in every election going back to 1968. Trump could definitely flip Virginia back to red. This is wild. This is an absolutely wild notion to think that this could be real. Let's see here. Do we have a... where is the election forecast? Let's pop this up onto the screen. Because Virginia, with its 13 electoral college votes, has just about the exact same significance as Arizona. Let's get this up here. Do we have it? Do I have it pulled up real quick? Let's get this up here. Let's go back to the big board. Boom, boom, boom. Pop this bad boy up. Where are we? There it is. There it is. Couldn't find it. Could not find it. So here is the Electoral College map as it stands right now. Sorry, Florida, I cut you off, but you're going to go red. Let's be honest. We've got 235 at the very top with everything opened up. If Joe Biden is... Where'd it go? There it is. If Joe Biden is running tied in Virginia, that is terrifying once they add in third-party candidates, because now things begin to open up. We're seeing Georgia move, Arizona, Nevada. Bingo, bango. Let's reset the map, because all Donald Trump needs with the projected map at this current time, Pennsylvania, Michigan. If he adds Virginia, let's see. What happens if we take Pennsylvania off the map? Opens up a lot of possibilities here. Opens up a lot of possibilities for Donald Trump, as you see the 263 mark right there. A lot could happen in the next couple of months, but if we're talking about Virginia being in play, that is something that Joe Biden just cannot handle. Now, the election forecast, with being clear, over at the Hill, has Joe Biden at a 78% chance of winning Virginia, but are we starting to see polling averages come together? We've seen a Biden plus four in the most recent poll in Virginia, Biden plus one, a Trump plus one from Zogby. The Roanoke College, another Roanoke College poll earlier has Joe Biden plus four. But this used to be a very, very, very safe area for Democrats in this new Roanoke College poll. Let's see here. This is from the Washington Examiner. The last time the Commonwealth of Virginia supported a Republican president was 2004. when then-President George W. Bush capped off 10 consecutive wins for the GOP in the Old Dominion. But former President Trump has a shot at reversing that trend this November. Once considered to be a perennial swing state, Virginia has tilted ever so slightly towards the Democratic Party in recent elections. Former President Barack Obama won the state in 2008 and 2012. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton carried it in her losing campaign in 16. And Joe Biden won it in 20 by 10 points. In statewide elections, Republicans have fared slightly better, winning governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general in 2009, 2021, while Democrats have won the same positions in 13 and 17. Democrats hold both Senate, have held both Senate seats since 2006. Is Virginia now coming in to a real swing state area? Could be wild to see. It is amid this drop-off that a new poll from Roanoke College shows the presidential election is tied, with Biden and Trump both getting 42% in the polls, while the president opens up a slim two-point advantage when third-party candidates such as Robert F. Kennedy, Cornel West, and Jill Stein are included. For a state that has hardly been competitive for Republicans in recent cycles, the poll results are nothing short of astounding. If Biden fails to carry Virginia in November, his path to 270 electoral votes and a second term in the White House is practically non-existent given his polling in other swing states. That's from the Washington Examiner. And as we said, Joe Biden continues to lose support amongst the people and in the areas he has traditionally had it, whether it's young people over Israel-Gaza, whether it's Muslims over Israel-Gaza, whether it's Jews over Israel-Gaza, whether it is traditionally Democratic voters, Hispanics, blacks in the inner city. We're seeing those numbers begin to shrink. And here is why. Because all Democrats do, all they have the ability to do ever is pander to these people as if they were stupid. Here was President Joe Biden over the yesterday having a rally in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, where I want to make this very clear. Here is a photograph. This is not what you're going to see on camera. You're going to see all the people backsplashed behind him. Here was a photograph of what the rally actually looked like while it was happening. Let me make this a little bit bigger. You can see here. Let me make this way bigger. You can see here on the in behind the stage, everybody is filled up. But in the rest of the room, not a single person is there. Joe Biden could not fill a high school auditorium. Maybe it's because his message isn't resonating with black people in Philadelphia when he panders to them like this.
The threat that Trump poses is greater in his second term than his first. It's clear that when he lost in 2020, something literally snapped in the sky. No, I'm serious. That's why January 6th happened, when he unleashed an insurrection. Now he's running again, and he's clearly unhinged. He calls insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol patriots. Patriots. If reelected, he wants to pardon, quote, every one of them. Let me ask you, what do you think he would have done on January 6th if black Americans had stormed it? Think about this. What do you think would have happened if black Americans had stormed the Capitol? I don't think he'd be talking about pardons. It's the same guy who wanted to tear gas you as you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. The same guy who still calls the Central Park Five guilty, even though they were exonerated. He's that landlord who denies housing applications because of the color of your skin. He's that guy who won't say Black Lives Matter and invokes neo-Nazi Third Reich terms. We all remember Trump is the same guy who unleashed birthism, the birthism lie against Barack.
Literally nothing that guy just said is true. Trump has not said he would pardon everyone. He said he would pardon the people who didn't do anything wrong. Seems pretty fair to me. The Central Park Five at the time were found guilty And now Donald Trump, of course, is finding out for himself how corrupt the New York State jail system was. It was even worse, particularly back in the 70s. Third Reich and Nazi propaganda never said that. Just making things up. Never wanted to tear gas protesters. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump held back the National Guard, despite what many people like me, many people on the right were saying, in order to quell the Summer of Love in 2020. So not only could Joe Biden not fill an arena, a high school gymnasium in Philadelphia, but even when he did, the applause lines just fell flat. They just fell flat. And it's because he's just not resonating with any of his voting base. Because people don't like to be pandered to. They don't like to be spoken at. They like to be spoken with. And Joe Biden does all of his finger waving. Let's not forget when Joe Biden talks about the immediate racism of Donald Trump. This is the same man who eulogized the exalted cyclops of the KKK, Robert Byrd. This is the same man who said that he didn't support integration because he didn't want his kids to grow up in a racial jungle. Joe Biden has long been a racist or incompetent or both. However, he continues to pander to people. And that's why he continues to lose support. Because when you stand for nothing, nobody stands with you. There are numerous people out there on our side of the movement that I may disagree with on a particular topic or idea. But if I know that you believe it, if I believe that you believe what you're saying, then I'll at least respect you. But people like Joe Biden, people like Kamala Harris, they stick their finger in the air and they see which way the wind is blowing. At the exact same speech, Joe Biden made a proclamation about the Supreme Court that's going to blow everybody's minds. Before we get to that, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base, your mothership, your landing pad for all things LFATV related. You can pick up all your LFATV merch so that when you're at the rallies, we can spot you there. We can spot you there. Guys, head on over to lfatv.us. And while you're there, consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. So, I've got a question for everybody. Before we get to Joe Biden's Supreme Court pick, who's ready for the big announcement? Who is ready for the big announcement, everybody? Let me get this all queued up for you guys. Let me get this one all queued up for you guys. Where is this? Bing, bing. So you guys know, many of you know, some of you may know, obviously, where we all found each other was when Sean Farish and I started the Loud Majority here on Long Island. And we were able to do this by organizing very large car caravans all throughout Long Island, all through New York City, upstate New York, and the like. Let's get this live chat on here while I'm making my big announcement. Well, I am so happy to say that the car parades are coming back, baby. They're here. They're ready to go. Let's throw this up. Boom. Oh, I got to make that a hell of a lot smaller. On June 8th, baby. There it is. June 8th, we are going to be having our first Trump car parade of the 2024 cycle, and we are super excited about it. We are super excited about it. You guys, make sure you guys are following all the social medias. We'll be able to share this bad boy out with everybody. I'm jacked about this. People have been calling for the rallies to begin for the last couple of weeks now. We've been looking for the right time. We've been looking for the right day. So that's going to be June 8th. I'm so excited about it. If you are in the New York area, make sure you're following all the social medias. Come on down. We're going to be ending at this awesome, awesome beach bar on the South Shore of Long Island. We're going to be doing these all over Long Island, all over the state of New York. If you're from upstate, reach out. We can do one up there. I can't wait. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun, and I'm so, so excited to get this back. Who's coming? Who's on Long Island? Who's coming? Giddy up. Let's go. Giddy up, let's go. Wow, I'm jacked up about this. I'm jacked up. Barry, it's about time. You got that right, brother. You got that right. So, the rallies are going to be starting. No car parade here in Savannah. I'd be killed and my dogs. All right, that's pretty odd. That's pretty odd. That's a weird thing to say. If you build it, they will come, baby. Yes, the car parades are coming back. Super excited about that. So, as I said, Joe Biden has made an announcement. We're going to be talking about that for the next couple of days. Next couple, probably all week, next week. So just stay tuned for that. While Joe Biden gave his absurd speech, pandering to black people in Philadelphia, he also made a claim that is ridiculous, that he says he will put more progressives on the Supreme Court in his second term. President Joe Biden told the Philadelphia crowd he would put more progressives on the Supreme Court if a vacancy opened up in the next 4 years. Biden made this pledge at the Black Voters for Biden rally in Philadelphia, where he predicted that more than one Supreme Court justice will retire in the next 4 years. The next president, they're going to be able to appoint a couple of justices. And I'll be damned. If, in fact, we are able to change some of these justices when they retire, I will put in more progressive justices like we always had. Tell me that won't change your lives, Joe Biden told the audience. Well, the Supreme Court's not supposed to change your life. That, want to make that very clear. Moreover, Joe Biden, You're nuts, okay? I'm not saying... Hold on, let me get a sip. I'm not saying that Joe Biden doesn't have a chance at winning this election, because every election is a coin flip. Every election is a coin flip. Heads or tails. Two people running, one's going to win. 50-50 shot. But there is no way that Joe Biden keeps the Senate. So if Joe Biden thinks he's getting any of his Supreme Court nominees through, you must be high. You've got to be high, because Mitch McConnell, and probably, I know McConnell won't be the majority leader next term, but it's probably going to be John Thune of I believe South Dakota. He's just going to follow the McConnell playbook. He's just going to follow the Federalist playbook. And just keep going and just not let Joe Biden get any of his nominees through. I think that after what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did to Democrats, if Joe Biden wins, they're going to try and appoint someone to take over the seats of Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor. Probably someone in their 40s. That way they can linger around for a while. However, with that being said, if we are able to keep the Senate, Donald Trump being in the White House, we will be able to replace Alito and Thomas with two people significantly younger than them, making this the Donald Trump court for the foreseeable future. That would mean that Donald Trump has put five justices on the Supreme Court. That's wild. I don't know if any president has ever put that many justices on the court. But things are beginning to look bigger and bigger for Donald Trump. One, well, there are going to be two real reasons about this. One comes from overseas, and one comes from our own billionaire doing his damnedest to take over the planet. We're going to get to that in 1 minute. Before we do that, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. I think we got a record show today. We got big number, big number, big number. I'm liking it with 1,350 live viewers here at the 1 p.m. hour. Super excited about that, guys. Is this a record number? I don't know. You know what? I'm going to write this one down. See how much higher we get. That way we can keep tally of this. I really do want to appreciate you guys. Let me start that over again. I really do appreciate you guys sharing this show out and getting it as big as it has ever been, with numbers getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single day. I want to thank you all so, so much for that. Can't do it without you guys, without you sharing the video, without you liking it, pushing it up the algorithm. Giddy up, let's go. So as you see from the thumbnail, I know it took us a while to get to it, but there's going to be one significant event that happens prior to this election that people aren't really... that people aren't foreseeing. And that is the return of college students back to campus. Now, there is no end in sight. for this war in Gaza. Let's be clear. Benjamin Netanyahu seems to be doing whatever the hell he wants to do, which, as the leader of his country, okay. Okay. However, the supreme leader of Iran, who obviously hates Israel, is now coming out and praising the U.S. anti-Israel campus protesters after his brutal crackdown against his own dissenters in his regime. The Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, known for his brutal suppression of demonstrations in the Islamic Republic of Iran, expressed support on Wednesday for anti-Israel protesters on U.S. college campuses, saying they are on the right side of history. No, they're not. He said, "Dear university students in the United States of America, you are standing on the right side of history," the 85-year-old radical Muslim cleric posted on X. Elon, look, how the hell has the Ayatollah of Iran not said something bannable on Twitter yet? How the hell is that possible? He went on to say, you have now formed a branch of the resistance front and have begun an honorable struggle in the face of your government's ruthless pressure, which openly supports Zionists. Now, why do I bring this up? Because something tells me, and look, the college semester is over. A lot of these kids went home. Something tells me that when college resumes in the fall, what is that, August, September it starts again? Somewhere around there, right before the election? Would it shock anybody listening to this? Would it shock anybody watching this if all of these campus protests started up again? And started up with great fury? Popping up all over the country, knowing that these campus protesters have just been told that they have the support of the leader of Iran? You don't think that's going to radicalize them more? You don't think that's going to make them go harder and push harder and do it more and more and more? And Joe Biden is going to be stuck in the face of this. Donald Trump has made it very clear. Cut this crap out. You do not have the right. Free speech does not extend to you taking over buildings on public universities. It doesn't extend to you taking over basically the entirety of Morningside Heights in Manhattan. We're going to see more of these, and the Biden administration and Democrats in these cities are going to continue to crack down on these things, which they should, which will, of course, piss off their left-wing base. And as we saw the other day, Rashida Tlaib, one of the worst members of Congress, is now out there leading the charge against Joe Biden, saying that they'll stay home. And all I can say is, I hope you do stay home. I hope you do stay home. I hope each and every one of you stays home, doesn't vote for Joe Biden. We can call the election by 9:30. We can all begin to cheers, bing, our champagne, as I stand outside in front of Fox News, spraying champagne on top of everyone. Everyone standing outside, because you know I'll be doing it. Giddy up, let's go. One more story that people are very mad at. People are very, very, very mad at this, because it turns out the right wing populists, the America First crowd, we are not allowed to have our own billionaires. The left, they can have all the billionaires they want. They can have Jay-Z and Dr. Dre. They can have all the rich people in Hollywood, all the tech bros like Mark Zuckerberg. They can have George Soros. I'm still not sure how the hell that guy has as much money as he does. Commodities trading. They can have all of them. The right has one billionaire, and his name is Elon Musk. Elon Musk is reportedly engaged in a campaign to influence elites against Joe Biden. Come on, Elon. Come on, baby. Let's go. Billionaires Elon Musk and Nelson Peltz are reportedly involved in an ongoing campaign in powerful networks to persuade influential business executives nationwide not to back Joe Biden in their reelection effort, according to the Wall Street Journal. Musk, who owns X, has been a prominent critic of Biden and has faced many investigations stemming from the current president's administration since purchasing the company, which was formerly called Twitter. I'm never calling it X. I'm just not doing it. I'm sorry, Elon. Musk and others who have shared their political views have been organizing meetings to target Biden, according to individuals familiar with the discussion. Peltz, who founded an investment company called Trian Partners, T-R-I-A-N, told the Financial Times in March that he plans to support Trump because of the immigration issues and fears about Biden's mental condition. Musk, Peltz, and others intend to keep hosting dinners and meetings around the U.S. with business elites that will focus on Biden's failures in policy, one individual told the Wall Street Journal. Former President Trump and Elon Musk have been in talks about a potential position for the ex-CEO in the Trump administration if he is elected. Good. I like it. I like it a lot, baby. I like it a lot. Although, it is not a certainty at this point, according to the Wall Street Journal. They have also talked about methods to provide the ex-CEO with the ability to give official advice and have power to the president's policy pertaining to various problems such as the border and the economy. Good. You know what? Bring all your billionaire friends over, okay? Bring them all over. Fund the campaign. Normally, I wouldn't say this. Normally, I'm not a fan of billionaires taking over our political process. But you know what, Elon? I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. So you know what, boo-boo? You do you. You do you, boo-boo. Boom, baby. We just hit 1,401, some of our highest numbers ever on the show, guys. Hit that thumbs up button as we end the show today. As we end the show today, I want to thank everybody so, so much for tuning in. Did we get to 350? I think we're going to get to 350 by the end of the show. 1,405. Yeah, come on, baby. Guys, hit the thumbs up button. Ryan Mata is coming up next here on LFA TV. I want to thank everybody so, so, so much for tuning in. Biggest show ever. Guys, I'll see you guys back live tomorrow. Until then, everybody, stay loud.